Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Trauma Chat, Episode 10. Hi, welcome to Trauma Chat. I'm Laura Reagan, a clinical social worker, consultant, and coach, and the host of another podcast called Therapy Chat. I created Trauma Chat for you. It's for you, me, and all of us. It's for anyone who wants to learn about what trauma is and how it affects us and how to heal. Trauma Chat is brought to you by the Trauma Therapist Network, a website and community to connect people with resources to heal from traumatic experiences. Learn more and sign up for our email list at www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. You'll receive a free gift when you sign up. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for receiving help from a licensed mental health professional. The material in this podcast may be sensitive for many people. If you are listening and the information feels overwhelming, please pause and take good care of yourself before returning to listening. Thank you. Hi, it's me, Laura. Welcome back to Trauma Chat. Today, I'm going to talk about the window of tolerance. The window of tolerance is the name for a concept that was developed by Dr. Daniel Siegel. And I mentioned him last time. Daniel Siegel is a psychiatrist who's a clinical professor and a teacher to so many people through his work, his books, his trainings, his website, his talks. He speaks to anyone and everyone who will listen about childhood trauma and attachment. The window of tolerance is like a zone. When we say window, we're referring to this as a zone. A zone in which you can tolerate your thoughts and feelings and body sensations, and you can function. So when you're in your window of tolerance, you may be upset, you may be stressed, anxious, angry, but you're still able to be in relationship with the people in your life. You're still able to do what you normally do during your time, whether you're working during the day, taking care of children, if you're a student. You're able to do that and function. But when outside of our window of tolerance, either above our window of tolerance, we're in the hyperarousal zone, or if we're below our window of tolerance, we're in the hypoarousal zone. These hyper and hypoarousal states relate to the trauma responses that I talked about earlier in this series. Hyperarousal could be feeling panicky, out of control, enraged, overwhelmed, wanting to fight, or wanting to run away. And it's not like you think that you are in a different state. It's just an automatic reaction. So those things that I just mentioned, panic attacks, racing thoughts, can't sit still, those are examples of hyperarousal. Hypoarousal is the other side of that, going down into closer to a shutdown state. So hypoarousal is feeling spacey, zoned out, numb, frozen, Can't stay awake. Body's trying to shut down. Here but not here. That's hypoarousal. So hyperarousal corresponds with fight and flight. Hypoarousal corresponds with the trauma reactions of freeze, submit that I mentioned in episode 4. So I found a great graphic on the National Institute for the Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine website. That acronym is, I don't know how it's pronounced, but it's NICABM, N-I-C-A-B-M. There is an infographic about the window of tolerance, and I'm going to link to that in this episode's show notes because I think it's, and people tell me this a lot, that it can be really helpful to see an image to help you understand the window of tolerance concept. And the reason why understanding about the window of tolerance is valuable is that if you can sense when you are within your window of tolerance or when you are out of your window of tolerance, then you will have more of an ability to become aware of your trauma and attachment symptoms. And ultimately, you will be, the more you can become aware of them, then you have the opportunity to address them and heal whatever needs to be healed. If you don't even know it's happening, then you've got less to work with. That's all for now. I hope you found this brief episode on the window of tolerance to be useful. And next time, I'll be talking about polyvagal theory. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate you. And if you like this show, I would be so grateful if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review. I'll put a link in the show notes to make it easy for you to go over there and leave a rating and review. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Trauma Chat today. I hope that you found some information that was helpful. For more information and resources, go to www.traumachatpod.com. If you've liked what you've heard so far, please go to iTunes and leave a rating and review and subscribe to the podcast for free. By rating and reviewing and subscribing, you let Apple know that you like this show and then they'll show it to more people. And I really want more people to find it because I think that trauma is a major problem in our world. And by learning what it is, we can depathologize the symptoms that trauma brings and people can get started on their path to healing. So thank you for being on this journey with me. And for more information and resources on trauma and healing from trauma, go to www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a community for therapists and a place for anyone to go to learn more about trauma and find resources and connect with help. www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.